I'm Cathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. It's lucky Sunday proved to be a hot sunny day in the Upper Hunter, otherwise local residents may have been inundated by floodwaters across the region. With the Hunter River peaking at nearly 10 metres on Monday morning, the levels have steadily dropped away, leaving locals, especially around Bulga, breathing a sign of relief. The news is not as good for others across the state, with Wagga Wagga the latest to join the long list of flood-affected communities. More than 5,000 residents have been evacuated from towns across New South Wales. The New South Wales SES have received more than 3,000 calls for help and have conducted more than 105 flood rescues. If you do need to contact the local SES unit, call 132 500 or 000 in an emergency. As part of the International Women's Day to be held this Thursday, local female high school students will get a special look into the range of careers available in the mining industry. Colin Allard will host a Women in Mining Breakfast in a bid to encourage local students to consider mining as a potential career pathway. Students from Singleton High School, St Catherine's College and Singleton Christian School will be able to network with a variety of female mining workers specialising in a range of areas including cultural heritage, environment, geology, operations and trade roles. The breakfast will kick off on Thursday from 7:30 a.m. at the Singleton Youth Venue. A state MP has welcomed moves which will see speeding drivers across the Upper Hunter lose their cars. Under new laws being introduced into Parliament, anyone who exceeds the speed limit by 45 kilometres, sparks a police pursuit or engages in street racing will have their number plates seized for 3 months. If a second offence occurs within 5 years, their car could be confiscated permanently and auctioned by police. State Liberal MP Gareth Ward says regardless of who owns the car, be it parents or a friend, it risks being sold off if the driver does the wrong thing.
The parent entrusts their vehicle to their child. They need to be mindful that they need to understand the road rules. Anybody who engages in behaviour on the road that is unacceptable will face the consequences. These laws are very clear. If you do not respect your privilege, not a right, to a licence, then you can lose your car and police will deal with you.
I'm Cathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, 2nm.com.au, and follow the links to the news page.